Support for this public radio podcast comes from Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, shrm.org, and by KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
Record oil prices, record oil profits.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Royal Dutch Shell beat all the forecasts today. The highest forecast for the oil giant's first quarter earnings was just under $7 billion. Shell reported a record $7.85 billion profit, up 12%. BP also cashed in. Profits rose 48% to more than $6.5 billion. Oil prices hit a new high of almost $120 a barrel this week. On to some very different numbers. Foreclosures are up for the seventh straight quarter. A real estate firm that tracks this kind of data says between January and March, one out of every 194 households received a notice of default, auction sale, or bank repossession. RealtyTrack says foreclosure filings in the U.S. were up 23% in the first quarter from the last quarter, more than double from a year ago. Some of the biggest consumer product companies in the U.S. are under investigation in the U.K. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
Companies like Coca-Cola, Procter & Gamble and Kimberly-Clark have been caught up in a wide-ranging inquiry. The allegation is that Britain's big supermarket chains have been colluding with major manufacturers. It's claimed that between them they could have fixed the price of goods like groceries, batteries, razor blades and soap powder. The probe was apparently prompted by the recent steep increase in food prices. The claim is the big supermarkets have imposed identical price hikes. For example, 51% in the case of dried spaghetti. Analyst Julian Chillingworth.
Obviously, the concern is that what is driving the inflationary spiral up? Is it people colluding to push prices higher, or is it true rising costs from raw materials?
Any company found guilty of price fixing in Britain could be fined up to 10% of their annual sales. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
The Fed opens a two-day meeting this afternoon. Ben Bernanke and his colleagues are expected to lower the Fed's key interest rate by a quarter point, a modest cut after a string of pretty hefty reductions. If you recall, last month it was 0.75 point. With worries about inflation, many economists think the Fed will soon take a break from its rate-cutting ways. The Dow was down 20 points to 12,871 yesterday. The Nasdaq picked up 1.5 points to 2424. The S&P 500 also fell 1.5 points, closing at 1396. Asian markets were mixed today, and European shares are mixed so far. Grand Theft Auto 4 hit store shelves at midnight. Fans were in line last night to get their hands on the $60 game. That has parent company Take-Two playing a game of hardball. Stacey Vanek-Smith has more.
Stop shooting people, you maniac!
Grand Theft Auto has shot, carjacked, and stolen its way to being an $800 million franchise. And the latest version is expected to be the best-selling video game ever.
It's definitely going to break a lot of records.
Industry analyst Ben Beharin says Grand Theft could bank nearly $500 million its first week. And parent company Take-Two is counting on that. It's been holding off on a $2 billion buyout offer from rival company Electronic Arts because Take-Two says it's worth more.
The game's going to be as popular as people say it is. Definitely going to affect their stock price and their values.
But Take-Two's strategy could backfire, says Dan Ackerman, senior editor at CNET.com.
Everyone knows the game is going to be a huge hit, and a lot of people have kind of factored that into the share price already.
And Ackerman says the franchise could start running out of steam, but he's been playing an advanced copy of this game and expects it will be a big hit. I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by America's Family Physicians, offering patient-centered care so employees can better manage their health and employers better manage their costs. AAFP.org/value. By Grant Thornton, serving their audit, tax, and advisory clients worldwide with people who love what they do. Online at grantthornton.com. And by Advanta,
Advanta salutes small business, the brave ones, the risk takers, all those who chase a dream and make their own way.
Think of how many times you go to read an article online, and the next thing you know, there's an ad playing on your computer screen. Then it's a frantic search for where to click to exit out. People who want to sell us things are always thinking up new ways to get our attention. But commentator Rob Walker says now it's getting personal.
Everybody complains about advertising, but lately advertisers have actually been paying attention. Apparently, they've gotten hip to the idea that most of us say we're less influenced by ads than by our trusted friends. So the new goal is to convert our trusted friends, or at least people we know, into an advertising medium. Here's an example of what I mean. Marketers for Nip Tuck, a TV show about plastic surgeons, have created a Facebook application designed to encourage users to pit their own attractiveness against that of their friends. The idea is the application spreads from friend to friend and promotes Nip Tuck as it goes. Another gimmick for the show allows you to use audio files of Nip Tuck characters to create a custom message telling your friends what kind of plastic surgery you think they need. You then leave that message on your pal's voicemail, like so.
Robert, don't worry. We can help you. Your dreams of being hotter than the competition and looking like a rock star are just a nip and a tuck away.
Some ad guru types call this friendvertising. Maybe you wouldn't feel so friendly after getting that plastic surgery voicemail, but we all know one jerk with access to our cell phone number or Facebook profile who thinks this kind of stuff is hilarious. So maybe we should really call this new marketing form jerkvertising. But let's face it, at some point you've probably gotten an email from an actual trusted friend pointing you to a funny video or website that you just have to check out. And maybe it really is funny, but often it's also an ad for something. You and I might have mixed feelings about friendvertising or jerkvertising, but marketers love it. They can finally stop pestering us with their dubious claims and let all of our friends do it for them.
Rob Walker writes the Consumed column for the New York Times Magazine. His book, Buying In, The Secret Dialogue Between What We Buy and Who We Are, will be published in June. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.